O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. A familiar hymn to those who are either Christian or not. This hymn, O come, O come, Emmanuel, has been a staple of the Christmas tunes for centuries. Mannheim Steamroller, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and many others have done rendition after rendition of this famous piece. Yet, as you just heard, the words themselves are not of the happiness of Christmas time, nor about the expectant joy that is associated with this season. It is instead a song of deep sorrow, a fervent prayer, and remembrance of things promised of old. The first verse is a cry from sorrow. The singer begs the Lord to come. Now, the name Emmanuel means God with us, and the people cry to God to be with them. Israel, the people of God, are captive in exile. God's people know of exile. The exile from the Garden of Eden, the exile and slavery in Egypt, the exile in Babylon, and the exile of Roman occupation. While all of these are true exiles, there is none more devastating to everyone than the exile we are faced because of our sin. We are exiled from God's grace and redemption. We mourn our fate, as did those who came before, waiting for the Son of God to appear. The refrain, however, brings comfort. It is not our voice that cries out, for the actual verse is our prayer to God. The refrain is God's response to us, and it is wonderful. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. This response is important, for God speaks to his people that are in exile, that cry out to him, that cry out for Emmanuel. And he hears and gives them the promise that indeed Emmanuel, God with us, comes. God comes to you, O people of God. This is the refrain of the Advent season. God sends his promised one, that the people walking in darkness see a great light. The question then becomes this. Who is this Emmanuel? What will he do? What will he be like? The verses that follow explain just that. So come, during this Advent season, let us explore just who this Emmanuel is, what he is like, what he will do, and what he has done for us. My name is Pastor Matt, and may God bless you this day and each and every day this Advent season and beyond. Amen.